Canada's favorite overnight talk show continues with Peter Anthony Holder on CJAD 800 in Montreal and News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto.
And we're in the home stretch here on CJAD and CFRB as we get closer and closer to the excitement that is the newscast at the top of the hour. By the way, on the other side of the news here in Montreal, it is Last Call with Saul. More live talk coming your way in the wee hours of the morning. In Toronto on CFRB, it's encore editions of the CFRB broadcast day. That's what you have to look forward to coming your way a little later on here on the station. Now, more stuff from the CJAD stuff file coming your way. And one of the things, story that caught my eye, the best way to get yourself sent to hell, apparently, is to sail down an all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet. That's the catch of the day from GodHatesShrimp.com, a website that believes that eating shrimp, homosexuality, and wearing two different fabrics at the same time, all sins that are included in the book of Leviticus in the Bible, are abominations against what true Christianity stands for. The founder of the website is a fellow by the name of Joe Decker, so you know we had to give him a call and find out what he's talking about. And Joe is on the line with us right now. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Peter, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Nice. little explaining to do here.
You think? I don't know. I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's right there in Leviticus. You know, shellfish, fin scales, abomination. How hard can it be?
I'm looking at the website, GodHatesShrimp.com, and the church sign, pinch the tail, suck the head, burn in hell, GodHateShrimp.com.
The only thing hotter than the 12 shrimp plate at Long John's is the fiery furnaces of hell.
Yeah. So. That church sign, by the way, is like a modern day version of a Burma Shave sign, I think.
Ryland, the guy who put that together and who helped me put together the God Hates Shrimp sign, did a beautiful job with that.
Absolutely. Now, what was the impetus for this website, GodHateShrimp.com?
Yeah, I was put together about 3 or 4 years ago. I forget the exact time. I had seen an article, I think it was at a Yahoo News or something, and there were some KKK protesters in Oklahoma City, and I saw this sign, and God hates sodomites. That was the actual word that they used in Leviticus and the thing, and it just hit me. It would be so easy to change the word sodomites to shrimp, and so easy to change the numbers. And I mean, I was aware of how ironic it was for Christian identified folks to use Leviticus as a prescription against homosexuality, and in particular to have this big Jones about that as opposed to any of the 100 other evil things that people do or great things people do, whatever, you know. But that just seems to be the fascination of the far right. And so it just came together. So I put together a little thing and put it up on my blog and got a few laughs. And Ryland got a hold of me and said, hey, let's do a site. And we threw together a site, and the rest was history.
Now, I'm sure there are a lot of people who see the humor in your site.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the coin, I'm sure there are some who just don't get... You must rile some people with the whole God hates shrimp idea.
I would say I'm really impressed by how many people, in terms of the people who write us, I would say 4/5 of the letters we get are just really supportive. They get the joke. I'd say, maybe half the rest are these really long theological arguments, because, that's who you want to... I mean, I don't know about you, but when I really want to have a detailed theological argument, I go to a guy who does a parody website. Cause, but some people do. But those guys scare me less than the guys who write me and think that we're serious. Those are the best.
You actually get people who...
Yeah, once every month, once every other month, we'll get someone who's like, no, you guys can't be serious. This isn't what... And occasionally, they'll write back like 5 minutes later and go, oh my God, I'm such an idiot.
do you ever get people who want to seriously join your movement?
Well, we do. It's kind of hard to decide. We have had several people in some groups picket with God Hates Shrimp signs. There was back in 2004, whenever it was, that various cities and municipalities in the U.S. were having these same-sex marriage protests. One of the cities that was doing that in New York, the mayor's office actually contacted us. They were going to have some protesters there with the anti-homosexuality, God hates this and that signs, and asked if we would mind if they used the God Hates Shrimp signs, and we were all about how can we help. I tried to do a counter protest myself once, but sadly Fred Phelps didn't show up, so I didn't have the opportunity to wave a God Hates Shrimp sign in his face in particular. But we do get a few folks like that, and it's always a certain amount of fun. I haven't really gotten a lot of folks who both think we're serious and want to join the movement, though. Usually people want to argue with us if they think we're serious.
We are talking with Joe Decker, the guy behind GodHatesShrimp.com, here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB, Toronto. What about press attention? You know, besides talking to us here in Canada, what kind of attention have you received?
Well, it's interesting. We've had kind of two waves of it. Right after the various same-sex marriage protests here in the States I think it was around 2004, we had about our 3 weeks of fame through the blogging community and a couple of newspapers and stuff. But then, just in the last month or two, we've gotten a few more, this is my second or third radio appearance. We were at a spot on, I was interviewed on the Lionel Show on Air America last month, I think early last month, and so there seems to be a kind of a revival of interest in the site, and it's just very exciting.
Are we at some point along the way going to discover something else that God hates?
Oh, well, you've mentioned some, the whole mixed fibers thing. That's just... That's terrible. That's just an abomination. I'm sure that there will be a time that we have the whole abomination of sex during menstruation, but maybe we shouldn't go there.
Okay.
I don't know. It's late night radio. I don't know.
Is it ever really that late, though?
I don't know. I'm here in the States. I have to watch what I'm used to having to watch what I say. But there's Leviticus is just full of delights. You know, the death penalty for back-talking to your parents is one of my personal favorites. Somehow I've never been able to quite find as much humor in that, but there's something about shrimp in particular. I don't know, it's just a funny word, like pickle or kumquat.
There you go. We're talking with Joe Decker, who is the guy behind GodHatesShrimp.com. When you're not the guy behind GodHatesShrimp.com, what do you do with the rest of your day? What's your day job?
Yeah, for the last 5 years, I've been a nature photographer, landscape photographer. My last, I did a big show of work from Greenland and Svalbard up in the Arctic just in July, and so my day job is still pretty flexible and pretty interesting.
Mm. And how much time do you spend at Red Lobster?
Well, you know, I think the really ironic thing is, while I like shrimp, I'm a fan of almost no other seafood, which just tickles my fancy, the irony of that. I've been known to get to Red Lobster. Usually I've got a little local place here in San Jose that I like a little better, but... You know, that's just me.
Okay. Well, people can check out the website. It's, again, www.godhatesshrimp.com. That's www.godhatesshrimp.com, put together by Joe Decker. And who's the other person?
Oh, Ryland Sanders.
Okay. I thank you very much, Joe, for taking the time to be on the program with
us. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Joe Decker and GodHatesShrimp.com. This is Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB, Toronto.